It's another day of intense heat in the Midwest United States. And another day without rain on the Mississippi River. On board the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers survey ship, the MV Pathfinder, Captain Terry Beckett is watching the river level drop.
You see probably 15, 20 foot more bank than we had at this time last year. The sandbars behind you were not exposed last year at this time.
Last year, heavy rains flooded the banks along parts of the Mississippi. This year, the level is so low, shipwrecks normally hidden underwater are plainly in view.
It's low and it's bad, but it's not the end of the world bad. Industry just lightens their loads and hopes for the best.
That industry ships corn, soybeans, and wheat from farms in the Midwest to destinations around the globe. 60% of all grain exported from the United States travels on barges along this waterway. Any disruption has a ripple effect.
So there's a lot of money at stake for these farmers, and there's other commodities that are coming down the river as well. It's not just grains, but it's also some chemicals are coming down the river, coal is coming down the river, various different things like that.
Jason Brown is a hydraulic engineer with the Army Corps. He says ships need a channel nearly 3 meters deep and 91 meters wide to safely navigate.
We are at a low enough stage with the anticipated forecast going lower that we're starting to initiate some communication between the navigation industry, Coast Guard, and the Corps to make sure that we are accounting for all the things that need to be accounted for as water levels drop.
Part of that accounting begins with Captain Beckett and his crew. They locate the shallow spots that could endanger traffic.
We run a dredge survey, and then when they decide whether it needs dredging or if we can buoy it. If we can buoy it, certainly that's the quickest solution. Obviously, the further it drops, the more dredging sites are going to pop up.
Companies that load their barges will have to lighten their loads as water levels drop, says Russell Arrett with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Since the river stages are lower, they have to kind of restrict their barge configuration, so that kind of cuts into some of their dollars and raises their O&M cost.
But Arrett says the Mississippi River is still the most efficient way to ship commodities, as long as it stays open to traffic. Kane Faribault, VOA News, St. Louis, Missouri.